In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, if there was no Pentecost, there would not be any Christianity. If there was no Pentecost, there would not be any Christianity. It took the Holy Spirit to come upon the apostles and the 120 to really get them out of that upper room and starting to preach the word, proclaim Jesus, proclaim his death, burial, and resurrection. Let me tell you, without Pentecost, the church is dead even today. I tell you, that's a reality. Without Pentecost, the baptism of the Spirit, there's not any life. There's not any life. The preaching of the gospel can be very watered down without Pentecost. We are living in the day of Pentecost until Jesus comes in glory. This is the Pentecostal time when the Holy Spirit leads all people to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit leads all people to Jesus. That is his role. And our role is to proclaim Jesus, and the Holy Spirit's role is to lead people to Jesus, to glorify Jesus. We have the same job description. I'm looking at Luke 1, and we'll take it from the beginning. In my former treatise, that's the Gospel of Luke, this is Acts 1, I made, O Theophilus, of all the things which Jesus began to do and teach. He began to do and teach. You know what I'm saying? What does that mean? It means that he did much more. He would do much more. And it says that in the last verse of the last chapter of St. John. There are many other things which Jesus did, which if they were all written down, every one, the world itself would not be able to contain the books that should be written. I tell you, Jesus Christ is still working by the power of the Spirit. He is still working by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is alive. He is not dead. And it goes on to say, until the day on which giving commandments by the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, he was taken up, ascended, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs for 40 days, appearing to them and speaking of the kingdom of God. Eating together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but should wait for the promise of the Father, which you heard said by my mouth. For John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. There it is, the baptism of the Spirit, the release of the power of baptism and confirmation. Oh yes, how we need that baptism of the Spirit. The church would not have survived without it. The church would not have survived without Pentecost. I don't care what you call it, but it's called Pentecost. It's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's called the giving of the gifts of the Spirit, starting with tongues and prophecy and miracles and different gifts of healing. I tell you, the church cannot go on in just dying. In the Northeast, we proclaim revival to these dry bones again in the name of Jesus. We proclaim revival to Boston in the name of Jesus. We proclaim the baptism of the Spirit given to the people in Boston again in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, there were thousands of people who were baptized with the Holy Spirit when we were at the Cenacle. I'm talking thousands. Let me also ask, where are they today? Oh yes, some of them have died and some of them are still faithful, but most of them, I tell you, they're not faithful. I met someone recently and I said, do you go to the prayer meeting? Oh, I stopped going years ago. You know, that is so pathetic. That is so pathetic. I stopped going years ago because God wants to continue to work. There are many other things that Jesus did. If they were all written down, I think all the world could not contain the books that should be written. I'm telling you, that baptism of the Spirit, I would not be preaching today without the baptism of the Spirit. I would not be praying for healing today without the baptism of the Spirit. For John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. They therefore, they just listened to this, who were come together asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? They see they're on two different wavelengths. Jesus saying you're going to get the Holy Spirit. Jesus said you're going to be baptized in the Spirit. And they're saying, we want Israel to become the best and the first nation in the world. But he said to them, it is not for you to know. In other words, it's none of your business. The times or the moments which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and even to the uttermost parts of the earth. You see, this is Jesus. This is Jesus. You know, they're talking about restoring Israel to become a great nation. And Jesus says, you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You're going to receive power. It's not about politics. It's about power. It's about the Holy Spirit. My gosh, I tell you that Holy Spirit is active. He leads us to glorify Jesus. That Holy Spirit is active where we want him to be active. But a lot of people don't want him because sometimes that Spirit will do something that embarrasses us. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Sometimes that Spirit will do something that embarrasses us. Oh, we were in China, Roma, and Dorothy and Jack started to sing about the Holy Spirit and about the heart of Jesus, I should say. And, you know, I was a little embarrassed. But you know what? I started to join them. I started to join them. Now, we're singing in the restaurant, you know what I'm saying? And this is not what people usually do in restaurants. So when we finished, a lady on the left said, you know, I was a semi-professional singer, and my voice is gone. So Jack said, well, we'll pray for you. Call Father Tom over, and he'll pray too. So we prayed for the lady, you know, and the lady that was with her was a cousin or something, and she said, would you pray for me? And so we prayed for her, and she went out under the Spirit. I tell you, the service wanted to call 911. They wanted, well, she's out. I said, it's not a faint. She's in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is upon her. Leave her alone. She'll be fine. She'll get up on her own power. I tell you, my friends, the Holy Spirit can embarrass people. And I'm going to tell you, Pentecost, spell it, P-E-N-T-E-C-O-S-T. There is a cost in Pentecost. It will cost you your whole life. If you want to be imbued with power, endued with power of the Spirit, there is a cost, and many people do not want to pay the price. But I tell you, the price is worth paying, because people come back telling me I was healed. I had cancer, and the cancer was healed. And they come back saying, it's come back again. And then they say, you know, it was healed again. This happened twice to a man in Maine. And I'm saying, where would we be without the action of God? Where would we be without the action of the Holy Spirit? John baptized with water, but in a few days you shall baptize with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. How we need that baptism of the Spirit. How we need to be endued with power from on high. I need it. I need it. I need it. Now listen to what happened in verse 14. All these were persevering with one mind in prayer with the women and with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Hallelujah. That's when the Holy Spirit comes. The Holy Spirit comes when people are together praying in one mind, persevering in prayer with people, persevering in prayer. I tell you, we have seen this wonderful miracle of the baptism of the Spirit on so many people. And when people persevere in prayer, things begin to happen. When they are in one mind and one heart, Jesus said, I pray for these that they would be one, that the world would know that thou hast sent me. Father, they are your gift to me. We are the gift of God to Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, we need the baptism of the Spirit. Where are you? You were baptized in the Holy Spirit. What happened? What happened to you? How did you fall away? There's more in store for you. There's power for you. I remember in 1970, I went out to Notre Dame to a conference, and I was expecting that great things was going to happen to me. Oh, I was expecting the great things. There were thousands of people singing in the Spirit, and I'm thinking, you know, isn't this wonderful? But when I finished that conference, I flew home and I said, Lord, not much happened to me. He said, your place is in Boston. That was 1970. I took that as a call from the Lord. Your place is in Boston. Now, why he wants me in Boston, he's never told me. But I know that people get lit up with the fire of God when they come to us. I've seen Mark Ballard come to us, and he was lit up with the fire of God and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He's a priest, and now he prays for healing and deliverance in his parish. I tell you, we have seen that baptism of the Holy Spirit work in Father Matthew and how he has been used to evangelize young people. It all started in a little church called Holy Rosary. I tell you, my friends, we have seen people filled with God and go out to do the works of God and to proclaim the kingdom of God. You know, but we need to persevere with one mind in prayer with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Because as they persevered with prayer, with one mind, it says, when the days of Pentecost were accomplished, they were together in one place. And what were they doing? Persevering in prayer, one mind and one heart. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Hallelujah. It didn't happen on their time. It was suddenly. I love the suddenlies of God. And as a mighty wind come from heaven, as a mighty wind coming from heaven, it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. I wonder what we would do in the church if tomorrow when we praise God or when we go to Mass, fire comes over people's heads. I wonder what we would do. I think we'd call 911. I think we'd not want that fire. Say, oh, who needs this fire? I need this fire. Who needs it? I need it. I need the fire of God. What can I do without the fire of God? What could I do without the Holy Spirit? I can't do very much. I need that power. I need that power in my life. You know, and the church says, without the Holy Spirit, there would be no Eucharist. When the church prays, let your Spirit come upon these gifts, that they would become for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ. That's what the church means. But the church knows that the Holy Spirit makes real the bread and wine to become the very body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There would be no church without the Holy Spirit. Father Randall wrote a book, No Holy Spirit, No Church. No Spirit, No Church. There would be no church. But I tell you, so much of the church is in lethargy. So much of the church is in lethargy. We're going to do what we did last year, but there's no power. There's no power. And God wants to give power to the church so that we would proclaim the kingdom of God and we would see people living and we would see people come alive again. Yes, Tadas came to us several years ago, I'd say 3 years ago, and you know, he had an experience with Jesus, and he found us, and you know, he's filled with the Holy Spirit. He's going to be graduating on Monday at Boston College. Let me just tell you, we have seen people so filled with God that they go about proclaiming the kingdom of God. They go about believing in the miracles. There are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world would not be able to contain them. My question is, what is Jesus doing? Maybe you don't know the Holy Spirit. If nothing is happening, you need to pray for the baptism of the Spirit. You need to get on your knees and pray. I want the baptism of the Spirit. I don't even know what it is, but I want that baptism. Release all the power that I had in baptism, all the power that I had in confirmation. I want the baptism of the Spirit. I'm hungry and I am thirsty. Jesus said, "Let the man who thirsts come to me and drink, for out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." He was speaking of the Spirit, which had not yet been given because he had not yet been glorified, crucified on the cross. Let me tell you, friends, there suddenly came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues as of fire, and it sat upon every one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in diverse tongues, according as the Spirit gave them ability to speak. Oh, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was praying in other spirit, other languages. And Peter, Corona, Cassandre, Peter praying in other languages. Oh, the Spirit of God came. Spirit of God came. I tell you, Pentecost undoes what happened in the Old Testament, when they all wanted to reach God, and God confused them by giving them tongues, different tongues. I tell you, these tongues make us be in communion with Jesus. These tongues are powerful. I tell you, when we pray for people that have oppression, we pray in tongues. The devil hates tongues. He hates tongues. You might say, it's the least of the gifts. Honey, I need the least and I need the most. Jesus is the gift I want more and more of. But I tell you, these gifts are real. The gift of tongues is real. But you know what? So many people are so sophisticated is the word. Oh, I don't want that. I don't need that. I used to say the same thing. But God baptized me in the Holy Spirit sovereignly, and I started speaking in tongues before I even knew what tongues was all about. That's real. That's real. I tell you, they start speaking in other languages. Now they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Why were there dwelling in Jerusalem people from Parthia, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamia, Rome, Cappadocia, Pontus, Parthians, Medes, Judea? Why were they? Because they were there for the Feast of Pentecost. What is the Feast of Pentecost for the Jews? The Feast of Pentecost is the giving of the law, L-A-W. But I tell you, we did not receive a law at Pentecost. We received the power of God. We received grace. We received the unction of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. And they were speaking in other tongues. And Jews and also proselytes, Arabians, and they heard them speaking in their own language. And they were all astonished and wondered, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" And others mocking, "These men are full of new wine. They're drunk." But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke to them, "Men of Judea, you who dwell in Jerusalem, you who have known and have heard with your ears and receiving my words, for these men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning, and the bar rooms aren't open." He doesn't say that. He says it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. And I tell you, the bar rooms aren't open at 9 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yeah, but this is what the prophet Joel said. "In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall have visions. And I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have poured out your spirit on Boston in 1970, 1971, 72, 73. Father, continue. Let there be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Boston. Yes, you said, Tom, your place is in Boston. Let there be a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Boston. Let there be revival in Boston. Can these bones live? Lord Jesus, these bones that are as dry can be, they can live as the Spirit of God comes upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy upon us and on the whole world. Pour out your Spirit upon your people. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy upon us and the whole world. Father, pour out your Spirit upon your people that they would be able to proclaim the one of God. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy upon us and on the whole world. How we need the outpouring of the Spirit. We are desperate for the giving of the Spirit. So I'm going to pray for that right now. I'm going to pray for that right now. Find a quiet place. If you're driving, I would pull over in a safe place where you're not going to be hit. In the name of Jesus, Father, pour out your Spirit upon all these men, women, and children. Let there be the unction of the Spirit that they would say, suddenly came the Holy Spirit, and they were all speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Oh, pour out your Spirit upon your people. Baptize them in the power of the Holy Spirit. For I am doing a new work, says the Lord, a new work in the power of my Spirit. But I need the cooperation of my people. I need the cooperation of my people. Without the cooperation of my people, I cannot do very much. I need your cooperation. I need that you not be ashamed of the things that I do, of who I am. For I have great power, and I have power in store for you, and a changed life, and you will be changed by the power of grace. Listen to me, says the Lord. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. We need that power. We need that Holy Spirit. We need that Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, come, and from thy celestial home shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. Come within our bosom shine. Come, come, Holy Spirit. Come with power upon your people. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. This Sunday evening is Pentecost. We will be gathering at the Holy Rosary between 7 and 9 o'clock, and we will be worshiping God, and we expect there to be a great outpouring of the Spirit, and we will prophesy over Boston. Boston, you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Become alive. Be filled again with God's Holy Spirit. Come alive. Be filled again with God's Holy Spirit. We need the Spirit. We need the Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. Without the Spirit, there is no church. Without the Spirit, there is no praise. Without the Spirit, there is no revelation. Without the Spirit, there is no Eucharist. Without the Spirit, there is no community. Without the Spirit, there is no Word of God. It's because the Word of God is only black pieces of letters on white paper without the Spirit. But when the Spirit comes, He illumines. Hallelujah. He illumines. And He teaches us of Jesus. He glorifies Jesus. That's what it's all about. The Spirit glorifying Jesus. So this Sunday night at Holy Rosary in Winthrop, between at least 7 and 9, we will be praising God, worshiping God, and we will expect there to be a great outpouring of the Spirit. We need it. We need it. The church needs it. We need young people being filled with the Spirit. We need old people being filled with the Spirit. We need people being filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, that's what we need. That's what we need. You know what the church needs today? It doesn't need another meeting. There are all these meetings that we have. And how productive are these meetings? How many are converted at these meetings? The church needs the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in brand new ways. The church must invite the Spirit to come. Jesus, baptize us in the Holy Spirit. Jesus, fill us with the Holy Spirit. Jesus, glorify your name in the power of the Spirit. Jesus, wipe us out in the Spirit of God, that they would think we were drunk, because these men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. It was the unction, the power, the presence of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God. Again, Sunday, we will gather at Holy Rosary in Winthrop between 7 and 9. And we will praise God and declare, we're declaring Boston, that the dry bones would come up and that the Spirit would breathe in Boston in new and wonderful ways. So I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And Jimmy the Roofer is roofing again. 617-846-0076. 617-846-0076. 617-846-0076. Come, Holy Spirit, come. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.